All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is the Coach Limbaugh Show here in week one of the high school football season. Dave McCurley with you here with Coach John Limbaugh and Coach, it is football time again. The one good thing is that you've got a scrimmage against Cedar Bluff last week in your jamboree. You've actually had the opportunity for your kids to hit somebody else.
Well, that's right, David. We really have. And, you know, our coaches, we saw for a while there, our kids were wanting to hit on somebody else, and they got to do that, and they did it quite well the other night. We hit hard. We played hard. We played well. Just one thing we didn't do was lock up on our tackles. So we've been working on that the last couple of days in practice, locking up and bringing them all the way to the ground. And, you know, there were a couple of other things. Six fumbles in the game, we didn't get on one of them. but the other team made six fumbles, and we never got on one of them. But, those opportunities will come. When they come this week, we got to take advantage of them. But I was thoroughly pleased with a lot of things I saw. You know, Cam Hammond's second run from scrimmage, he goes 71 yards for a touchdown. And there are a couple of other players that helped make that happen. Cole Hardy got a key block in that. And I thought Cole Hardy ran the ball hard. He ran it well, too. Quarterback looked poised. And you can see his maturity from last year. A couple of players really did great on offense. I thought Coach Carter had a great game plan, for a jamboree-type game. And all our kids got to play, and all our coaches did a great job. We got one right here, Bruce Cantrell, who's coaching with us this year, did a great job. We really appreciate all that he brings to the table. And it's just a good time to be playing football right now.
And, of course, Coach Cantrell, no stranger to the football field or athletics of any kind. Coach, welcome into the show. And, first of all, tell us a little bit. I know where you've been because when I was in high school, you were the head basketball coach at Chillsburg, but you also coached with some great football guys there too.
That's right. I started out with John Cox at Childersburg, and Coach Cox was, a legend in his time, and I learned a whole lot from him. He kind of took me under his wing, and I appreciated that. And after Coach Cox retired, Sheldon Darnell came in for a few years. Then when Sheldon left, we got Jack Cook in. So I had the privilege of coaching under three great coaches. I was defensive coordinator, ran a junior high program. I've just about done it all. And at that time, we didn't have a plethora of coaches. You had three coaches, and all three coached offense and all three coached defense and worked together. One thing I've really been pleased with here at Fayetteville is when Coach and I was talking about me helping, one of the things that I wanted to do, I told him, was not only critique the other team, but to critique us. I report back to him sometimes and talk to him. And our coaches really work well together. They work hard. They have good game plans. They study the game. He's got some young coaches. And, of course, with me, he's got an old-timer that probably shouldn't be here, but he's putting up with me, and I appreciate that.
Well, I know you're talking about critiquing. There's one young man, actually two. One is your son that's also an assistant coach, and then the quarterback pretty well too.
He's my grandson, and one thing that I try not to do is coach him. The hardest thing to do is, I didn't want to coach my son when he played, and I don't much want to coach my grandkids. We've got other coaches here that can do that, and I would tend to be too hard on them, and I know that. And so these other coaches are coaching them, and I kind of stay out of the way and coach these other guys.
Well, Coach Limbaugh, I know a lot of the assistant coaches have helped you over the summer as far as workouts and 7-on-7 camps, things of that nature, camps indeed. But now you're going to see if that fruits have paid off now because it's time to strap it up and go in for Weld. This is not a region game. 3A Childersburg coming in here. Both you guys with strong ties with Childersburg, and, of course, you graduated from there. Talk about the Tigers coming in here and what kind of a challenge that's going to pose.
Well, you know, Johnny Johnson's a magnificent coach. He's going to have these guys ready to play. They're going to come in here with a head full of steam. They hadn't hit anybody but each other, you know, this summer either. So they're going to come in here ready to play football. But our kids are up to the task. We're looking forward to it. This has been a home game. The Fayetteville family will be out in force, and it's going to be a good time for all. It'll be a good night to be at the football field. But, you know, one thing I do know about Chillersburg is they're hard-nosed. And, you know, he runs old wishbone. He's going to try to let the bone roll on us. You know, he's going to run that wishbone, and we got to stop it. We got to man up and stop it. And our kids, we're going to see what we're made of. You know, it's time now to, you know, what they say, David, put up or shut up. You know, it's time. The talk is over. Time for talk is over. It's time to prove who you are and what you're about.
And going into this 2024 season, the one thing we haven't mentioned is the fact that the Fayetteville Wolves have dropped back a classification. You and I have talked about this for years. You actually were playing 2A when you were really a very small 2A, and you went up the likes against B.B. Comer and some of those teams that have gone on to state championship games and stuff. Talk about your new region and what you think dropping back to 1A will help you with.
Well, you know, really and truly, we've been playing a little bit out of our league, so to speak. We've been playing some teams, David, that are really, really tough, you know, the past several years. We've been playing some teams that, you know, you look across the sideline and they've got 50 dressed out, or we play some teams that 55 or 60 dressed out, and we're over here with 28 and 30, 32 dressed out. It makes a huge difference toward the third and fourth quarter. We'd hang right in there. We'd be playing so hard and playing so well, and then you could just see our kids third or fourth quarter. They were just giving out. They were tucking because they're going both ways. They're playing special teams, but that's the kind of kids we got. We got farm kids, we got working kids, and they don't mind it. It's just that level we weren't able to continue to go. And I do believe if we'd have been in 1A where we belong this whole time, I really believe we'd have been in the playoffs, you know, 4 or 5 years there.
And of course, Coach Cantrell, you've seen, you're like me and Coach Limbaugh. I've been around, this will start my 37th year of broadcasting.
Wow.
In some form, and I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen from 4A all the way down to 7A. I've seen things that have changed over the years. What has changed the most to you about football?
I guess it is the emphasis on safety, and how you do things. As far as the X's and O's, they haven't changed that much. Where I had a little trouble was the terminology, because they call stuff different. You got a 4-2-5, which is nothing but the old fancy version of the old 6-2. You've got 3-5, which is nothing but an old 5-2 with a rover. You know, you've got all these things, and really the football game itself has not changed that much. There's more passing now. The passing is sharper. The plays are crisper on the passing attack. But other than that, it's the emphasis, I think, on safety for the kids that we have now.
You know, you brought that up. I had a friend of mine in high school. We were playing at Benjamin Russell one time, and he got hit so hard, really, for three quarters, he knew nowhere where he was at. Next week, he's playing. He was practicing 2 days later at practice. Those things do not happen today with concussion protocols and things of that nature. But also, get your opinion. You talking about calls and everything and terminology. I witnessed three times last year, two in one game, where a blocking below the waist on the defense was called. Never saw that when we were in school.
I don't even know what that is.
Coach Limbaugh knows what it is.
Well, it's a call that shouldn't be made, but we have a lot of you know, hoping our officials, they do a great job for the most part. I don't know about you, David, but I make a lot of mistakes, you know, as well. But that is a real deal. That is a call. You know, a lot of things have changed, but I'm just thankful for the officials that we have, and we need more of them. If anybody out there wants to be an official, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people, and we can get you going, because we need all the officials we can get, and because not enough people's going into it. But, you know, we had 20 officials here the other night, though. They were here for our jamboree to learn and to grow and for a teaching moment. So it was good to see that many guys. They had one lady out there. It's good to see that many getting involved in it.
Let's turn our attention. We talked about Childersburg will be hard-nosed. And, of course, me being the voice for Childersburg over the last several years, I know those kids. I've watched them grow up. And but now let's talk about your team. Let's talk about your coaching staff, because I'm going to tell you one thing. You got a guy calling plays for you and running your offense. there was a pretty doggone good quarterback from Matt Griffith at Silicaca High School in Matt Collier.
Absolutely. Coach Collier does a great job for us. He's very knowledgeable. It's just a blessing having him on staff, you know. Football has grown, and some things have changed. Some things stay the same. You know, blocking, tackling will always be what it is. You got to have that or you're not going to win any football games. You got to have a ball-controlled offense. You can't fumble the football. But then we get into a lot of things like the RPO offense. Things change, and run-pass option team is a team that has a lot of different situations. It's kind of like situational football, and Coach Collier does a good job of reading the defense and knowing what to call at the right time. And I just appreciate him so much. You know, we got a lot of good coaches on our staff, and Coach Jason Jackson has done a great job on the defensive side, and he has these two Cantrells he has to keep in line too. They have their ideas too, but they all work together so well, and I'm very appreciative of what our defense is doing and what they're becoming, and you'll see more of that against Chillsburg.
And you got a coach by the name of Matt Moore that's been with you several years now, and really, Coach, he's done anything you've asked him to do, whatever it is to coach.
Coach Moore, he does a great job. He's a great basketball coach. And you're exactly right. Anything I've ever asked him to do, he's done it and done it quite well. And just having the guys, you know, Coach Cutt with the offensive line, like I said, Josh Cantrell, having a couple of former players, you know, Coach Shearer doing a great job. He's our head JV coach, but does a great job. And having a couple of former players and Blake Manchin and Bailey DeLoach, I mean, you can't get any better than these guys. And both of them still got quite an arm on them.
I tell you, Bailey DeLoach, we talked about a good quarterback in Matt Collier. Bailey DeLoach was quite a quarterback here at his time, too. Talk about some of your kids. Now, we know about Cam Hammonds. We know about Brenton Cantrell. Those guys will touch the football a lot for you on offense. But talk about some of the guys that you're going to need either on that offensive or defensive line.
Well, you know, in the offensive defense line, we have Landon. And Landon Thomas does a great job for us. He's a big old boy, and we really appreciate everything that he does. And Ty Stone. And, you know, Caleb Wood, our center. All these guys, you know, all five of them are just working so hard and doing a great job. And defensively, you know, Ty Stone is really showing us a lot. And at his position, really appreciate him. And on the defensive side, we have several others making good plays. But, you know, I'd like to say something about Eli Burns at receiver. Eli Burns really blocked so well the other night. I just kept watching the tape over and over and over of him driving one kid 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards. And I thought, like, that old movie is going to go put him on the bus. So when you see a receiver really blocking like that, I just love every bit of that. And had another guy come across the field last week. Coe Hardy comes all the way across the field to give Cam Hammonds a key block that scored a touchdown for him. So we got receivers blocking. It's really great to see that. And on the defensive side, you know, Coach T, Brennan Marlin's really stepping up and making good place. These are some guys that we needed to count on. It looks like we're going to be able to.
Coach Cantrell, I'll turn to you one more time and ask you, Childersburg. Yeah, they come in here on Friday night. What do you think that your Wolves need to do to be successful against Johnny Johnson and the Tigers?
Play hard-nosed football and don't miss tackles. Just make it real plain and simple, because they're going to come at us. They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. I don't know if you remember this or not, but Johnny was one of Coach Cook's guys when I was coaching at Childersburg, and I remember how tough Johnny was. And his dad, Johnny Sr., I guess you were going to call him, you know, they were great. He was a great supporter of ours up there. And so I know them very well, and I know how they're going to come in here and how they're going to play. And we've got to be ready. We've got to be mentally ready, physically ready, emotionally ready. Don't make mistakes. If you make mistakes against them, we're going to get beat. And that's what we can't do. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to play, do what we do well, and we'll be okay if we just do what we do.
Coach, I'll turn to you one last time. Coach John Limbaugh, as Childersburg comes in here, I'll ask you, what are three things that you'll say to your football team before you go out on the field, the three keys to coming out of Farm Links Field with a win?
Well, control the ball. Have a ball-controlled offense. We've got to be able to pass the ball. We've got to be able to run the ball. But, brother, we better tackle, because they're going to come at us. So we got to be able to tackle. And last time I looked, those are some very important things about the game of football. Absolutely. Go Wolves.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you for your time. Coach Cantrell, this won't be the last time we'll be talking to you this year. We'll get you in here more. But thank you, and go Wolves.
Go Wolves. Thank you so much.
Go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosapines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, on Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.